Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. Sorry, just been having breakfast. Anyway, so the Labour government has been in office 100 days now, and Stephen Fry, a Labour Party member, says it's been disastrous. But something even more catastrophic may be coming down the road, and that is this new workers' rights bill that Labour is determined to pass, the employment rights bill, as it's been called. Now, they have made some concessions to common sense and big business. So from the first day in the new job, you'll be eligible to get sick pay, you're able to claim parental leave and so on as soon as you start your major your new job. And so some of that might be sensible or even fair. So there's obviously a lot of Labour propaganda on these government websites about it. All right, in fairness, when the Conservatives in office, they do it as well, put it through the departmental website, but not actually saying Conservative, Labour or whatever. So the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, ignoramus Angela Rayner, has made this her baby. It's staggering to think that this woman wouldn't be able to get anything beyond the lowest grade job of the civil service, would not even be able to apply to be in the police or anything like that, or to do anything in childcare, yet she can be Deputy Prime Minister. So if Keir Starmer were to die, or Keir Starmer were to be under anaesthetic for an operation, Angela Rayner would have her finger on the nuclear button, a woman who doesn't know where Russia is, who comes out with all these malapropisms, who doesn't have the reading age or the cognitive faculties to be able to function in a high-powered job. And so it's part of Labour's anti-pedagogical prejudice, which makes them appeal to the uneducated, those who hate erudite people. Labour, the so-called party of the intellectuals, has put her in charge because that's reassuring and attractive to some people. So she's managed to fail her way upwards by ruthlessly exploiting the fact that she grew up in a working class family. And that's guilt tripped some of the bourgeoisie into over-promoting into roles where she simply can't function. But we go on a little bit longer. Anyway, so the government says it's pro-worker and pro-business. But wait a second, making businesses not want to hire you is not pro-worker, is it? Making this unaffordable for everybody. So at the moment, you have to work in a job for over 2 years to have the right not to be unfairly dismissed. You've got the right not to be discriminated against from day one, which is why if they're trying to dismiss someone, they will go through a procedure to prove it was for incompetence or whatever, or negligence or underperformance or breaches of whatever the rules are, so that you couldn't possibly claim it was discriminatory. Anyway, there'll be some sort of 9-month probationary period, and then you could be sacked without a full process at that time. But we don't know under what circumstances someone could claim for unfair dismissal in those first 9 months. So this is all very murky, this legislation. It's not helping anybody, but no doubt it's a banquet for employment solicitors and barristers. So the statutory sick pay is going to be there from the first day rather than the fourth day. So you could get a job even if you're ill, of no intention of going in. And they're going to be the lower earning limits for the statutory sick pay. At the moment, if you earn £123 a week, you can't claim it. But you say, well, the claim is so small. All right, that might be fair. So fathers and partners are going to be eligible for paternity leave from day one instead of 26 weeks in. And paternity leave, I somewhat disagree with it. On the other hand, you kind of need to encourage people to have more children. There's unpaid parental leave to get from the first day than the first year and so on. But with small businesses, this will break them. They can only employ like 3 people, losing a third of their staff. They're just going to go under. And there'll be unpaid bereavement leave from the first day. So flexible working is going to come in. But anyway, the unworkability, this is plain. The Confederation of British Industry says, well, you've at least spoken to us about this, but it's just going to put this unbearable burden on many businesses. Now, some employers have chosen to follow these practices anyway, but their imposition by the government is surely unwelcome. The government overreaching its remit. I don't doubt the government has the constitutional authority to pass such legislation, but they shouldn't be micromanaging business like this. Is an undue level of interference from a particularly meddlesome and control freak government. Anyway, so they're not going to hire people because they can't get rid of them. I remember Alan Greenspan, who's chairman of the US Federal Reserve, in about 2000 saying, if you can't fire people, you won't hire them because it's too much of a risk. If they turn out to be no good, if they're not productive enough. And the United Kingdom is already unproductive. It's going to make it even more unproductive. And a lot of work-shy people who are claiming disability benefit when they're not actually disabled. Many disabled people work full-time. I've got a good friend, disabled, wheelchair around since birth. He works full-time. There are blind people who work full-time. There are deaf people who work full-time. There are people with no arms who work full-time. There are people with psychiatric conditions who work full-time. But malingerers and skivers can always get away with it. And I accept that people who genuinely cannot work. But people are thinking, what a chump I am to be working when all these people are living it up on benefits and maybe doing the double, working illegally. And then work becomes almost impossible because the person you need to work with, he or she, is off sick or taking all these days off, maternity leave, paternity leave. So zero-hour contracts are very disputed. So I wouldn't be allowed to have a zero-hour contract if I want to. She's going to deprive me of my rights. But anyway, it says there has to be some reasonable notice of shift without spelling what that is, and some sort of payment if the shift is cancelled or is reduced. So zero-hour contracts work for some people. You don't want one, don't sign one. Okay. So anyway, the GMB says it's not good enough. And the trades union representatives, they're going to be able to be paid for the by their employer for the time they spent on so-called promoting equality, which is really indoctrinating people in far-left propaganda, evangelizing for socialism and communism, and that's what it's about. And staggeringly, this has been going on in the civil service for some time. And it's a so-called equality is actually inegalitarian, expectorating racial hatred, using loaded racist terms like white privilege, male privilege, heteronormative, turning people against each other. So surely it's spreading bad feeling between different races. It's ideologically driven. It's totally inegalitarian. Or just lying about things, saying that a man who pretends to be a woman is a woman, that a woman who pretends to be a man is a man. Why not, if a white pretends to be black, does that make him or her black? Of course not. Most people say that's grossly offensive, but for some reason with gender, that's okay. So it is preposterous, and we're going to have to pay for it. We already pay for it in the public sector, and the private sector is going to pay for it. And it's not going to be promoting equality at all. It's going to be wasting people's time, producing stacks and stacks of paperwork, leading to more and more vexatious and frivolous claims for discrimination about this, that, and the other. And I suppose, you know, sexual harassment legislation going even further is bad enough. You could be sacked for asking someone a date. You could be sacked for passing a compliment. You could be sacked for sending someone a Valentine's card. You'd have decades of meritorious service, all sorts of certificates and awards, and your career is over, terminated because you allegedly looked at somebody the wrong way. And that's where we're heading. So policing things to that level, micromanaging people's personal lives, that every interaction is something that can be litigated. It's nightmarish, and it's Orwellian. The government should be poking its nose into people's personal affairs like that. The death of romance. No wonder not of children are born. No wonder that all these incels, the involuntary celibate people who can't be dating people. Then there's dating fatigue. People getting fed up of dating apps. Anyway, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And anyway, prepare for this avalanche of legislation and legal cases to build up, being sued to kingdom come over the most trifling thing. And that is, Labour's going to be the ruination of the economy. We'll be spending most of our time suing or being sued or having extremist left-wing propaganda rammed down our throats and not actually achieving any at the workplace. That is the nightmarish scenario we're in. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye then. Bye-bye. Have a good day and vote against Labour.